One.
Hello.
Hey there.
Welcome.
It's noise. That's not the correct response. It would be hello back or how are you? How are you doing?
I don't know. That was to me.
Well, it was directed to whoever wanted to answer.
He pointed at you. He was like, Zach, say something.
Usually he introduces the podcast, and he just said hello and looked at me, so I thought he was handing it off to me.
Well, Zach and I have practiced. We haven't done this in a while.
No, we haven't.
We're back again.
Noise from the basement.
Whatever this name is.
Number five.
It's definitely five.
You know the number?
It wasn't hard. That was one, two,
do we still
three,
have a blog?
Four.
Do we still have a blog?
Yeah, I actually posted recently.
It's, to go to that.
Who is we have a blog? It's Zach's blog.
Yeah. Zach, do you still have a blog?
I just Zach is us.
It's winter break and we're all back from college. We're here again in Mike's basement and we're ready to podcast. We're feeling good about this one, guys. So, get excited. I know I am. It's the end of the year.
I'm pumped.
2009.
I am stoked.
Over and done with.
The last podcast of 2009.
The last podcast of the decade.
It's the last podcast
of
the day.
Oh my god.
Unless we decide to squeeze one more in before the 31st.
We can do it!
It's been quite the decade for Noise from the Basement and its predecessor.
Don't box me in, you don't know me. We can do it.
We have only been doing this for 2 years.
I know.
But 2 years is still a pretty long time.
Yeah, you say only. But 2 years is nothing to sneeze at.
Well, it's something to sneeze at if you have a cold. And a running.
Agreed.
I've actually been doing it for like a year and a half.
No, we started
in May 2008.
Hey, that's the beginning of the year.
That's 5 months.
Five, right.
And it was the end of May.
Out of
too.
12, so I mean that's...
5 out of 12.
That's a significant...
It's less than half.
Barely.
Okay.
Way closer to half.
Really close to a half.
I've been doing this for 2.5 years.
It's 1 month
years.
Away from that.
And, right. What's happened this decade? The naughties, as they're known. How about we use this opportunity to do a service to humanity and come up with a better name for the decade than the naughties? Ready to go.
The aughts.
The O's.
The aughts. I like the aughts.
That's the actual name.
I've been calling him the
O's. No idea where Carl
the O's.
The naughties? I'm pretty sure that was like the internationally voted upon.
It's
name.
The aughts.
What polling process was this?
Listen, guys, let me type it in. Some linguist somewhere came up with it.
Some linguist.
Did you put your phone in airplane
Turn
mode?
Turn off airplane mode to use Wi-Fi to access data.
No.
Okay.
Foiled.
Tinfoil, I guess.
Oh, that's another news story. I got an iPhone.
News, breaking news, announcement. Carl got an iPhone.
It's pretty neat. I've been playing with it for a couple days now. And I like all the nifty little apps you can download for it. So.
We used to introduce ourselves at the beginning of each podcast, didn't we?
We did. I remember it went something like, hey, welcome to Noise in the Basement. And then it'd be like, I'm Carl. And then we would all go...
But you're Shane.
And I'm Shane, and you're Zach,
like,
and Mike,
this,
and we'd all go around in a circle.
We just did, Zach.
It was weird, though.
Do we want to give it another shot?
Let's do it. Let's do it again, yeah.
Okay, ready? Who wants to do the countdown?
One, two, wait.
One,
how about
go.
We start at five, and then we'll count down from five.
Five, four, three, two.
Hello, and welcome to Noise from the Basement. My name's Carl Hickey.
I'm Shane Garrity.
I'm Zach.
I'm Mike.
Did we do last name?
No, we didn't.
We don't usually, but I figured I'd go with the pattern.
But now people know who you are.
Then they broke it up, and now we got our full names out on the internet.
Me and Mike are made elusive, yeah. But...
Who are we?
I mumbled the last bit.
No, I came...
It was Hickey.
It was... Well, Zach just gave
Carl
it away.
No, Carl Slicky.
In case you didn't know.
Carl Slicky.
Carl Slicky.
Shane...
Garrity.
Yeah.
That was your name.
Shane Garrity? That's with three R's.
Yes. No, it's just one R. Garrity.
Is there a U involved?
Sure.
All right.
Let's throw a U in there.
Silent U.
Can't spell my name. I won't let you.
So, we messed that up.
Yeah.
A little bit. How do we bounce back? How do we redeem ourselves?
Let's do it again.
You want to start over?
Okay. Five, four, three, two, one.
Hello, and welcome to the fifth installment of Noise from the Basement, the podcast that we do. My name is Carl.
I'm Shane.
I'm Zach.
I'm Mike.
And this is the last podcast of the 2000s.
The aughts.
The noughts, the aughts.
G-H-T-S, the aughts.
It's also the last podcast of this current year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many podcasts did we do in 2009?
Five.
All right.
Yeah. Wait. Now, can we please start counting?
We did do the last L cycle. That was 5 minutes long.
Right, before I remember that.
Wait, are you serious?
Did oh my god. Yeah.
Really?
I don't remember
it's
this
actually
at all.
One of the better ones. It's like 5 minutes. And it's just saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, should we say goodbye this one?
To the decade? Certainly.
Oh, we'll do that. You know what's funny? The last podcast we did, we were like, we're probably going to do another one next week, so this isn't the last one we're going to do for now.
You
we'll do another one
have
in
mentioned
week.
That in the two spin-off installments of yep. Zach and Carl.
They only know about one. I never posted.
You never posted the second one?
No.
What?
What kind of cast was that? A bench cast.
Yeah, bench cast and subsequently car cast.
Car cast. The train cast can't be topped, though.
No, the train cast is a good one.
That was quality.
These guys, I don't think these guys have listened to it.
Quality casting. Really? No.
I haven't listened
to
it.
You gotta listen to train cast.
I didn't know it existed.
I knew of it.
You helped me set it up. You commented on that wall post, like, oh, thanks for putting that up, Zach. And you were like, hey, I helped. Like, you were very much involved.
Oh, all right.
Hey, guys, do you hear, like, a cracking in the microphone?
No, I hear you.
That was my fingers.
I don't hear anything. At all.
Where's Shane's ears?
Guys, this is a big deal. This decade meant a lot. In terms of us, in particular, yeah. We became human beings in this decade. Think about how old you were when this decade started.
Yeah.
Then how old were you?
What?
And now we're pretty much adults, almost.
Yes, I was 8.
You were 8?
I was 8.
I was 26.
I think I was 9.
I was 8 at one point.
No, I think you were 8, probably.
At the beginning of... In the year 2000?
Do you want to say when...
In 2000, I was 9 and then 10 at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 2.
I think I was 8 and I turned 9.
I don't know.
In the year.
Maybe.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah,
for
it works. That makes sense, yeah.
Unless you were born in 1992.
No, I wasn't, so...
The 80s was officially 30 years ago!
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, we can finally say that now.
Have you been waiting a long time?
I've been waiting so long!
Just holding that little outburst in?
No, you know what's really weird? You always thought in the 70s it's 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They started 40 years ago.
That is the part that gets me the most.
Yeah.
Because I always think of 6 as like, 6 is 4 away from 10.
Yeah.
So 60s were 40 years ago. But no.
60 was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means World War II happened...
Increasingly.
Almost 50...
Almost 70 years ago was World War II. Right? Am I doing the math right?
I can't do math.
I'm not
anymore.
Good at math.
Yeah, I'm terrible at math.
I can't do history, so I don't know when it started.
I can't do history.
At Emerson, whenever someone fucks up a math equation, they just go, we're Emerson. Because no one in Emerson knows math.
Oh, yeah?
It's fun.
Math is hard.
Or athletics.
It sounds like the most depressing thing in the world.
You know what I've noticed? The more drugs you smoke, the harder math is to do.
Really, Carl?
I have... It's mostly true, but I have found the sweet spot where you smoke a lot of drugs and then you still be good at math.
I don't have as much practice as he does.
A lot of practice.
It's like there's graphs involved.
Right.
I had to optimize it.
Yeah.
He had his charts and, yeah.
Found the second derivative.
Yeah. It's actually the first time you guys have talked about your recreational drug use on the podcast.
We don't do drugs.
We don't. We certainly don't smoke drugs.
Drugs are bad.
Don't do them.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Every time you do drugs, I cry tears of sadness.
The only people that do drugs are bored people.
I always have things to do. I'm never bored.
Yeah.
I join clubs, and I go to meetings, and I run...
races.
It almost sounded like he said races. But I do not know what that, I don't know what that would be.
Okay, so guys, we haven't seen each other in a long time.
No. No.
Shane and I go to the same college.
That's yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I saw Zach Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I saw you for 2 minutes on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
That's 2 minutes.
But Mike, I haven't seen you for, by my count, it's been 4 months.
It's been way too long, Carl.
I don't know what we've been doing.
Yeah, I don't either.
I haven't seen you in probably just as long.
Give me a hug.
Wait a minute, really? You guys don't have sleepovers?
No. We used to, but...
Back in the day.
Yeah.
When L-Cycle fell apart, so did our sleeping habits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Sorry, guys. I didn't know that... Is that an awkward subject for you two, or should I...
It's very tender for me. Zach might be over it, but yeah, maybe later.
Talk about it a little bit. Does this couch slope fall back as much? I feel like he used to be able to lean. This is better.
Yes, everything's a little different than it was 4 months ago when we last spoke.
So how have you been?
Really? You should have that checked out.
It doesn't sound good.
It's probably cancerous.
Oh.
What has happened this year?
No, that's okay. You're supposed to have three.
2009 has been a big year for a lot of things.
Like, tell us something, Carl.
It's been a big year for paper enthusiasts. They've been pissed. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me?
Newspapers, I think.
Oh, newspapers.
Just paper.
And books. No, any papers. Mail, like physical mail, physical newspapers, physical book paper.
So this year has been a bitch for the physical.
Yeah. I guess you could say that. I was going to say paper. Because all the things that instantly came to mind when I thought of physical media had to do with paper.
Oh, wait, so you agree with my statement. I was just joking around.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
All Shane, you're absolutely right.
Oh, awesome. That was an accident.
Physicality has taken a hit this year.
That's not so bad.
But stocks are up, so.
Hey.
It's over 5,000.
Matter is on the downturn, though. Matter is steadily becoming obsolete.
You guys should hear the way Carl talks about matter. It's like it doesn't even matter or something.
It doesn't matter. It is of no matter.
I dropped a penny.
Did you know that matter is in physical matter and space?
Oh, really?
The things that take up space and matter is in things that, like, are important are spelled the exact same way. You'd never know in a sentence.
I knew that. I don't know about you.
I knew that. I forget which one it was. I guess interchangeably I would spell one with only one T, thinking that... Of course, because you can't have the same word.
Which one did you think was more important that you used two T's for?
I don't know.
Homonyms aren't real.
Homonyms.
That's, yeah.
I don't
know. I think it is.
Well, a synonym is just a word that means the same thing.
Yeah, so I think homonym is...
It's something that, yeah.
Carl
yeah.
teaches grammar.
And what's an antonym?
That's opposite. The opposite.
Yes.
Opposite of a thing.
That's right, Zach. How many figures am I holding up?
Can None. You guess?
What's a palindrome?
A word that's spelled the same front ways and back ways.
No, Two it's points. Not.
Yeah, I swear to God.
What's a what? He said what?
What's a palindrome?
No, it's not. You get it?
Lol.
Oh. Yeah.
Guys, I'm lolling all over this couch.
I was reading Bash quotes last night.
Yeah.
Mike, you better bring some paper towels down because I just lolled all over your couch.
Oh my god. That's disgusting.
Oh, that's everywhere. That's sticky.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not going to come out.
Yeah, no, it's going to stay. I'm
sorry. You can keep that couch.
Yeah. Load that in the top of your car.
You're lucky I stopped myself because I almost lolled all over your face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty gross,
actually,
Carl.
You got some on my pants.
Well, here, I think he lolled a little bit on your shoes, but he can just take it's it like off real
you
quick.
Got, you got Dockers. The loll just goes right off of those bad boys, you know. Mm-hmm. Stain resistant.
Oh, goddamn it, Zach. So, Mike, I see you got a guitar for Christmas.
Yeah, it's sitting here.
Do you know how to play guitar?
Not really. Kinda.
How often do you stop by your house? I'm curious to know, because you live relatively close.
Yeah, usually, like, just about every weekend, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're trapped.
I never see my house anymore.
Yeah, I know.
We're stuck in.
So how were those? Oh yeah, I know. How were those riot dailies?
Oh shit! The riots were awesome.
We could talk about those.
G20 riots. Oh my god.
I heard those were
the
fun
most
for everyone.
Awesome chaos I have ever been a part of.
It was pretty sweet.
It was great. My eyes were red for 3 days.
They were
up
for 3 days.
I love.
Not because riots. Of his recreational drug use.
I'm so pissed.
But because of tear gas.
Oh, okay.
Which could be considered a recreational drug to some. Not me personally.
Shame. The G20 riots at Pittsburgh, 2009.
Yeah.
They were pretty fun. No, seriously. Like, you know Chris Henderson?
Yeah.
He got shot in the back by a rubber bullet, passed out, and had to be rushed to the hospital.
That's awesome.
He woke up and was like, guys, I don't need to be here. I just got shot in the back by a rubber bullet. He got shot. They shot Chris Henderson.
They shot Chris Henderson.
He was doing
Henderson.
Investigative journalistic reporting on the front lines, and they started firing.
Should we mention Chris's last name?
Henderson?
Well, we already have. I'm saying, should we have done that?
Should we have done that? What are the moral implications of us mentioning Chris Henderson?
Hey, no one listens to this bullshit.
Yes, that's right, Chris Henderson.
Chris Hendrickson.
Chris Hendrickson.
Wink.
Oops. Jimi Hendrix got shot in the back.
And then he choked on his own vomit while he was asleep in the hospital. Yeah, and then he woke up and they were like, yo, get out of here.
Who else choked on their own vomit at the Pittsburgh riots?
Sam.
Vomited into a urinal. And,
it's interesting. It actually wasn't tear gas. It's called OC gas. It's a,
That sounds a lot nicer than tear gas.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be, less harmful to your body, but replicate the effects.
Oh.
Isn't well,
that's
that nice
just
of them?
Super, yeah.
Isn't that nice of them?
It's like, here, your lungs will be cool, but you still won't be able to breathe or anything.
Ooh. Also, fun fact, for those of you who are, like, weapon nerds, riot control nerds.
They have those?
That's riot control nerds.
The LRAD audio dispersal system. It's like, okay, picture a giant-ass armored vehicle. And on top, instead of a mounted machine gun, you have a mounted giant speaker. And it emits this radio frequency that's so, like, terrible for you that it, like, can make your ears bleed.
Noise.
And, like, Shane, explain. You
well,
know what
it's, the LRAD stands for Long Range Acoustic Device. And you're pretty spot on, except for it's not a radio frequency. It's just a sound. It's an audio frequency. It's just so loud and shrill that it causes physical pain in your ears.
So it's like and Miley Cyrus or something.
Sure. That was some topical slam right there.
2009.
But the neat thing about the deployment of the LRAD at Pittsburgh was
first time. That's what I was trying to get at.
It marked the first use on American civilians before this incident, before the G20 riots. It was only cleared for military use. So I say props to Pittsburgh making them bring out the big guns. Of course, I mean they were raring to bring out the big guns. They wanted to bring out the big guns.
They really wanted to shoot college students super bad.
Yeah,
it was almost laughable. It was seriously. All right, picture like 300 college students. There's about 100. What was its final count? 1,500 armored guards stationed on the campus, right? Something like that.
Well, in Pittsburgh, we're 3,000 extra police.
Right. So there's a lot. Moral of the story is they're lined all the way. They're lining the streets. They're lining the fields. And obviously, I mean, this is our home. We're college students. We're curious little creatures. We come out. We're like, oh, well, hello there, giant men in shields and weapons.
It's a Thursday night. I haven't started drinking yet. What are you guys doing with your shields?
How are you doing? Right.
Fuck the police.
I'm sure the audio coming through is
great. At least turn the speaker
and
this way.
It actually came
through. Where's the speaker?
At least face the microphone with you.
Alright.
You were saying, Carl.
I was? Was I the last one talking?
It's actually the second time that's happened on a podcast. I played that song.
I believe it. I can't even remember the specific incident, but I believe it.
It actually came through pretty well.
So
I'm happy.
And
for
you know, I don't put all the blame on these guys. I mean, they're shipped out from all over the country. It's volunteer, so they take volunteers to be riot police.
I would be a riot police.
Yeah, which I mean, I think that system's pretty bullshit because if you volunteered to be a riot control police officer, there's something mentally unstable with you. I guarantee it. Anyway, so you get all of these mentally unstable big men, like, lining a college campus, and they all have weapons.
I would like to be a riot police. There's something mentally wrong with you if you want to be a riot.
And they all have weapons and shields. So this is what's going on.
That sounds like fun.
At around 10:30, 11 o'clock, they start getting bored and tired. Obviously, they've been standing there all day. And a nice, sizable little crowd has started to form in the vicinity of them. Just, you know, it's more tourism than anything else. People are taking pictures. People are, like, you know, seeing how close they can get without some sort of reaction.
I almost touched him.
Yeah.
That's a great game to play.
And, yeah, chicken with the riot police.
Shane, you pick it up from here. Tag team.
Where were we?
What happens? I'm just, it's like 10, 11 o'clock.
What incident are you describing?
The first night. We get blown up. They throw grenades.
You mean crossing the bridge?
Yeah, they shoot us.
Right, so we start out a fair distance away from the line of riot police guarding the bridge, which connects to the part of the
city. I missed that. That happened at like 5.
Oh, you skipped over that?
This is what happens. We leave, because we get bored being tourists with these riot police officers, right? I go back to my dorm. Then, at like 10:30, I'll get a call, right? And it's, dude, 2 blocks down, they flipped over a dumpster and it's on fire.
And in the middle of the intersection.
In the middle of the intersection. This gets me out, right? This gets me back into the streets, because I'm a college student, and I like to watch things burn.
And that's essentially what happened to everyone.
Yeah, everybody comes out because I like seeing things on fire. Uh-huh. Also, like, out of the 300-plus college students that were on the campus at the time, there were maybe 20 to 25 actual anarchists drove in to cause mayhem. They broke some windows. They're the ones that lit the dumpster on fire.
They smashed some windows. Yeah,
hell yeah. And so once they were all rounded up, the cops were like, well, we have nothing else to do. But we still have all these rubber bullets. And it's just a waste. You know?
They'll go bad. If it's rubber, it goes bad.
They
right?
decided that they were just going to use them on college students.
Oh, all right.
Peacefully, you know, milling about.
Yeah.
And successfully.
Might I say milling?
We're milling, all right. Moral of the story is we got shot. I didn't get shot.
It's a summary of this story.
But Chris Hendrickson.
Jimi Hendrix got shot.
Crocky Hammock.
But all you other people on Facebook might think that, oh, your friends that went to the University of Pittsburgh might have just been too bitchy that day. But it was a big deal, okay?
God damn it, it was a big deal.
It doesn't sound like, we don't make it sound like it was a big deal, but it was a big deal, okay? There were a lot, they were scary.
Yeah, seriously, and like, in terms of national news coverage, wasn't a lot.
We didn't get a lot.
And then like, weeks later, I log on to CNN.com, and the front page is a group of college students wouldn't leave a building for 5 hours, and that was it.
And
it was national news. It wouldn't leave a building. It's like,
oh no!
I'm really sorry, but did you get shot?
Wait, it's Chris Hendrickson's story. It needs to be told. Damn it!
Everyone should learn the name of Chris Hendrickson.
They have some pretty nasty YouTube videos of like people getting the shit beat out of.
Yeah, there was this
cops.
One girl who had a bike, and she was like, they were herding her along, because I don't know where she was supposed to be gone. But she had, you know, and these riot police are actually pushing her. She's trying to walk her bike. There are people in front of her, but these cops don't care. They're just pushing her, Finally, they knock her down. Like, she drops her bike. She falls on the ground.
Yeah.
And when she gets back up, she's pissed.
Yeah.
As I would be. She kind of throws her bike. I'm not, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she was just turning around a little too strongly.
So she throws her bike at the cop.
They take her down. Stick to the back of the head. Seriously, on the ground, in the blink of an eye, and there's three men on top of her. Yeah. Literally dragging her across the pavement.
It was pretty
cool.
Bad.
Cool.
Yeah. There was this one girl that we knew. She was holding the door for people trying to get in, because this is what they did. After they, you know, fired the gas grenades and the rubber bullets, they were like, all right, everybody in their dorms, and if you don't, you get arrested and you get expelled. So you have to get inside.
Okay.
And they're, and as they're corralling everybody in, there's this one girl that stops to hold the door open.
Yeah.
I don't know what they think she's doing. Maybe she's, like, making a bomb while she's holding the door. But they decide that she poses some sort of threat, and they club her, knock her to the ground, and tie her hands with the little twisted tie things, yeah, arrest her, and she gets shipped on a van somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw her again.
No, we saw her again. That's how we found out the story.
I know. I figured you saw her again.
Right. My Facebook news nice feed is actually again regularly filled with her updates. I'm like, why? I see you. Like, once a week.
Every night, yeah. What else happens? Oh, yeah, there's this one guy who walks out of a bar, smoking a cigarette, and this mob of riot control police just, like, they just, like, they're running down the street at the time, and he's just, like, smoking a cigarette, and they take him down, dude. He goes down. Down for the count. He's out. Arrested, too. That's the worst part. Yeah, not only are we getting, like, physically abused by these law enforcement officials, but we it's a terrible inconvenience to have to go to jail.
Do that to your body.
Anyway, so pretty much all it did was, the only thing the incident accomplished was making one of the sizable college campuses in this country, just all of them hate the police. All of them.
I hate, yeah,
the police. That and fulfilling one of my most secret fantasies. Of being in, like, a riot. It's not that secret.
Not just secret anymore.
Just told the whole internet.
Oh, the whole internet.
You just told Ethan.
I just told
Ethan. Never listened to Ethan the podcast.
Listen. Yeah.
Oh, Ethan. I miss Ethan.
Ethan Hendrickson.
Ethan. Muffin.
The long-lost brother of Chris Hendrickson.
Separated at birth. Somebody stood in their backyard and threw him towards Ohio. I think it was Shane, that's why he's laughing so hard.
Yeah.
It was going to happen to Happy Muffin.
Who?
Happy Muffin.
Who's Happy Muffin? Oh! The bot?
That what's he doing these days?
Oh, you know. Bot stuff.
Did you get a new... Is this a new grenade?
No, that's an old grenade. It's to remind you of your time in Pittsburgh and riot police.
Yeah.
Got mugged.
You got mugged?
Zach got mugged.
You.
You wait, are Zach.
This guy.
You got mugged? Zach,
did you get mugged? Like, seriously?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear.
How'd that... Yeah,
it was
I
like
hear
the night before I came back.
Oh, shit, dude. This
break. I was just walking around Boston 3 in the morning by myself. I don't know what I was doing.
It's always a good decision.
That sounds like it.
I had to go to 7-Eleven to get quarters to finish doing laundry.
Oh.
Yeah. So, oh. And on my way back, I got mugged.
How did that, like, what did...
What happened?
Yeah, well, we want the details.
We'd love more.
We want what he said.
I was walking.
Right.
And then there was a guy across the street that I was about to cross, and I was like, he looks suspicious. and then he was like, hey, do me a favor. So I walked away, and then he followed me, and then he was, like, right up next to me. He was like, can I have a dollar? And I was like, I feel like if I say no, he's going to do something to me. So I took out my wallet, and then he grabbed it and walked away a little bit. And then he gave it back after he took my money. I was like, that was cool. And then I just went back.
How much money did he take?
$30.
It could have been worse.
Yeah, yeah. That's a pretty light mugging, yeah.
I mean, if I had, like...
You got your wallet back. Yeah, that's a big deal.
If I had not been cooperative, yeah, he probably would have, you know, been angry or something. Yeah. But he just seemed like, all right, dude. Like a transaction. I give him my wallet, and then he walks away a little bit.
He takes $30 from it.
I stand there and I wait, and then he hands me my wallet back, and then he scampers off, and then I go and do laundry.
With the change that you got.
Yeah, he didn't take my change.
That's nice.
That was good.
Normally that's all they ask for.
I had to go back to 7-Eleven, and like, I don't know.
You probably would have been
shot.
I
actually had a bag from 7-Eleven, because I was starving. I had, like, apples and peanut butter. He didn't take that. I was like, good. So I was hungrier.
Wow. You're pretty light-hearted about this whole mugging incident.
Yeah. It wasn't, I don't know. As far as muggings go, it's like a desirable mugging experience. Yeah.
Well, was there no one else out on the street? That was probably the problem.
No.
Yeah.
The 7-Eleven's really creepy because there's like like you go into a door, and then there's just like a hallway, and then there's a door to 7-Eleven or a door to this one store, and there are homeless people who just sleep there, and you have to like walk by them as you go into the 7-Eleven. Mm. That's really creepy. And when I was in the 7-Eleven, homeless guy walked in and asked for some change, and I was like, no. And then I had to wait for him to leave before I went and like got 20 quarters. Because then he'd know I had change.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to give it to them. That's the point of being a panhandler. You're not guaranteed change to whatever passerby. Or are you just such
and
a kind soul?
And the 7-Eleven guy didn't have like a pupil in his eye, so that was freaking me out. Just the whole experience is like homeless people sleeping that I have to walk by, creepy 7-Eleven clerk, homeless guy wandering in asking me for money.
And then you got
and
mugged.
And then I got mugged, and then I went home.
So you're liking...
My life is average.
So you're like
creepy 7-Eleven clerk didn't have a pupil, then they got mugged.
MLIA. FML.
I didn't
lock my legs.
No, I didn't right. So I had those quarters.
Good thing the mugger didn't take my 7-Eleven. I sure would have been hungry.
Yeah. So I got mugged and he didn't take my 7-Eleven.
That would actually make a
MLIA.
Great entry.
Yeah, that would.
I don't know what you haven't.
See, why haven't you done this yet,
get Zach? On that.
A great what?
Entry on my life is average.
Oh. I don't know that website. So.
Well, I have it. It's
You're not missing much.
What are you talking about?
You can't get online, Carl.
Don't listen to
you're
Carl.
In airplane mode.
No, wait.
Carl's an airplane.
It's an app. Oh, nose. My life is average requires an internet connection. Fuck my life. I think my life is average to change its name to my life is really cute. Because that's what all the entries are. Just really cute things that happen to people. Like, aww. You couldn't find your hat, and then your dog hat was wearing it when you found it. Oh,
that is pretty cute.
Yeah.
James fell asleep for a little bit of time there.
I'm back,
just like the listener.
Yeah, you guys are tired. I'm tired too, man.
If you made it this far, if you find me, I will give you $1.
The rabbit is drinking water.
Pretty intense.
Can you hear that?
Alright. We're all in college. Last time you heard from us, we weren't in college.
No.
We weren't in college.
Yeah.
And
we were in high school?
We were out
of
high school.
We were out of high school, but we weren't in college yet.
What were we?
We were getting ready for college. It's like a week or so.
We were in a weird, awkward couple of months between things.
Yeah, right. Those couple of months were pretty good.
We were kids without a country. We didn't have no school. We just had each other.
Wow, Zach.
You should read Bon Jovi songs, Zach.
Yeah. Bon Jovi would eat that shit up.
Dead or alive, I'm on it. Want it! Dead or...
Now we have to pay royalties.
Ooh, you have a certain...
Not for NWA, though.
A certain robot voice application, don't you?
Oh, INT thing.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to.
Yeah.
It's a robot voice, Shane.
I didn't want to give it away until college.
It's auto-tuning the podcast.
We should just auto-tune the podcast.
We're auto-tuning the podcast. This is the auto-tuned... Wait. It's auto-tuning the podcast time. We're auto-tuning the podcast. This is the auto-tuned... Wait.
That's some good stuff right there.
Quality
platinum record.
Double X platinum.
Double platinum, trip platinum.
Trips K. Do you have 30 minutes to kill? Do you want to listen to people talking words into a microphone for a couple minutes? Then noise from the basement is precisely what you've been looking for. Apple.
Banana.
Beanbag chair. What? These are all words.
Rabbit. Rabbit.
With.
I thought we were playing I Spy.
With my lie.
Grenade.
So, what else was on the list of things we were supposed to talk about in this podcast?
Well, it's the end of the decade, which means we could talk about our favorite entertainment of the decade.
Of the decade? I can't do things over a whole decade.
I can.
I can only do it by years.
Can I?
I can do TV. I can't do anything else.
I can do anything better than you.
I can do my... What if... Okay.
I can do everything but TV, so me and Jack should go together.
If your favorite album came out in this decade, are you, like, legally obligated to list it as your favorite album of the decade?
Yes.
Okay.
You would list it as your favorite album of all time.
Was it Rainbow?
Therefore, you would...
Yeah.
Yes, it was
Rainbow. Okay.
In Rainbows.
I thought so.
It's a great album. It might actually be Radiohead's best album.
Might be. You don't know?
No,
also,
no, no.
Also their freest.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kid A only cost a dollar recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For a short time.
Just goes to show that the less expensive it is, the more art it has been packed
in
inside.
In Rainbows, it costs money now. Kid A was only a dollar. Now it's back to whatever it was before.
They just occasionally just like, no, that's a dollar for a day.
Pitchfork named it the album of the year, so Lala, which has a thing with Pitchfork, made it only cost a dollar.
Who named it album of the year?
Pitchfork. No, album
they
of the decade, rather.
Kid A?
Yeah.
They did, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Matter
Pitchfork
of fact.
Would do that. Radiohead.
Stupid radios.
Radiohead.
In my head.
Radiohead. Radios don't have heads. That van name makes no sense.
What is it again?
Well, the best show of the decade was The Wire. Yes, it is. Don't contradict me.
Nope, that was not true. Zach just told you a falsehood.
We did.
I'm not. Actually,
let's
guys.
All whisper something into a different microphone.
Me and Zach have to share.
That's cute.
You can hey, guys, that. Carl's World of the Wire was the best show of the decade.
Guys, this is not the worst.
Don't lie to that. Don't listen to any of them. They're all insane.
What is going on?
Except for Shanty's call.
I'm so drunk.
Okay. Stop. What was I going to say? No. Radiohead, none of their albums cost anything because Radiohead is in favor of illegally downloading music. And they would support your efforts in pirating the music.
Thank you, Radiohead.
Actually, a whole bunch of artists got pissed off at Radiohead this year because they came out and they were like, what's wrong with the Pirate Bay? What's wrong with Mininova? It's how people buy our merchandise.
Mininova.
Dude, I read that post and then I was like, that's my favorite track. And I went there and I was like, no!
But Demonoid is back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sweet. I don't use Demonoid that often. Mostly because I always use Mininova.
I use Icebound now.
The Pirate Bay's kind of back.
Does it?
Well,
no.
they don't have trackers anymore, but they still list everything. They're just like, you gotta just flip the thing in your tour card and you're good to go with all of our tours. I'm just like, or I could just not go there anymore like I haven't been doing for a while. Yeah.
So The Wire is the best show of the decade.
And that's not true.
Yes, it is. What's the best show of the decade, Carl?
I'll tell you right now what the best show of the decade
it's
is.
It's gonna give you a wrong answer. Don't listen to it. Write it down and file it under wrong.
I, Carly...
Fuck!
Gotcha.
Got me.
I think there's a show out there called Jersey Shore.
Oh, Jersey
that
Shore wins. It doesn't matter. It wins. I saw the first 2 hours of that.
Really?
Yeah, well, the first episode was like 2 hours.
I haven't seen it. I have no idea what it is.
It was great. Cause
I just know that people hate it.
My roommate was from New Jersey, so he was playing Warcraft, and he'd take a break, and he'd walk towards it and see what I was watching it, and he would just be like, oh my god, this is so not what New Jersey is, and then he'd go back to playing Warcraft. It was the best.
This show gives New Jersey a bad name. Yeah. People are going to think terrible things about New Jersey after they see this.
It's like, dude, it's okay.
Everybody already hates New Jersey.
It's been done.
Your state's gotten a lot of shit before this show. Don't worry about it. I think you can make it.
I think we'll be all right.
You can deal with this.
Yeah, Jersey Shore.
You made it through everything else. Just suck it up.
It's a little premature to call Jersey Shore the best show of the decade, actually.
It is. We don't know how it's going to
be. You're premature.
I was.
I was 4 pounds. I had to resuscitate me.
Oh. Neonatal babies. your translucent skin is hilarious. I'm kidding. It's...
You should seriously still be in someone's uterus for a couple more months. Don't jump the shark.
What an improper use of that phrase. Yeah.
That's not true.
I was Carl born. Went... Oh, I jumped the shark. Because I was born too early.
Carl meant gun. Gun would have been the proper noun.
I think pretty sure sharks are deadlier than guns are.
No.
Well, it depends what
absolutely end you're the talking. Opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a gun can kill a shark, but I've never seen a shark kill a gun.
No.
What?
Zounds.
Sharks kill guns all the time.
They're natural enemies.
Every day.
Practically made guns an endangered species. Or something.
Guns don't kill sharks. Sharks kill sharks.
Sharks kill guns. Guns don't kill sharks. Sharks kill
guns. Guns don't kill sharks. Bullets kill sharks.
You can throw your gun pretty hard at a shark.
Guns fire bullets.
I want to get a gun that shoots guns.
What's a gun without a bullet? Or, I mean, what's a bullet without a gun?
It's a rock.
A curved piece of metal.
You won't. Yeah. Shit. It's fuck really up an eye. I don't know.
You need to have both.
Give someone a mean bruise.
People should stop making the distinction between guns and bullets. And even the distinction between guns and people. Because when you think about it, what's a gun without a person behind it? A chunk of metal.
A Terminator.
What's a person without a gun? Fucking dead meat.
Dead meat.
Dead meat.
Not live meat, mind you. Not live meat.
Right, well...
What were we talking about?
We're kind of just sliding back and forth all over the spectrum of topics to cover.
It's like we shake our heads up and empty them out. And
oh, if you shake the iPhone, it clears whatever writing you had entered at the time. Here, I'll try it.
All right, point it at the microphone so the audience can see. Does it make like a shaking sound? Can you at least play a little noise?
No, wait, I'll make a sound effect. That's... Ready?
Moo.
Undo typing.
Oh, you throw some button, it just doesn't go away.
Yeah. Well, because if you do it accidentally.
You're just like typing like a novel, it's just like, whoa! No! It's all gone. Zach, you write papers on your iPhone, don't you? Come on.
I think you do.
It's a harsh accusation.
But you do, don't you?
No. I wrote an act of a play once.
That's it. Oh, okay, that's how I was remembering.
That's where he draws the line. Plays,
just, all
right.
Just writing one, all no. I do is I write one act of a play once. Ever.
Actually, it was just the first scene. Changing my story.
I stand corrected.
I didn't write a story.
And Zach's a flip-flopper.
It's just a sentence. It was just two words. Let it go, guys.
Okay.
I wrote the word play once. That's all I did.
I think I know what the source of our distraction was.
Right.
We were thinking too big. We were thinking in terms of this decade. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I can't do decades.
We gotta bring it down to maybe this year, or... I hate to break, do this to you, Zach, but this week. What happens
this week? Let's do this year.
I don't know if I can...
Alright, best show of the day.
The best show I've watched all day... I guess by default, I'm going to have to go with what was playing in the Best Buy.
I watched an episode of The Shield, so that's where I fall.
Right. Well, I didn't catch the thought of what I was playing in the Best Buy. But
I watched a series of clips from Saturday Night Live and Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
I watched Junkyard Wars, which pretty much says it right there. Yeah.
What does it say?
It doesn't.
It says Junkyard Wars, motherfucker.
And then it growls at you.
All right, what was the best CD of the year? I know where my vote goes.
Of the year?
Of the year.
The year?
2009. I'm with Pitchfork. It was Animal Collective.
Oh, dude, as soon as I read that, I was like, a win for Zach. Zach deserved this one. He tried really hard. And they gave you My Girls for best song.
They did. I think that was the first time they named the same artist as the best song.
Oh, I like that song.
And now,
no.
And they...
That's
no?
Not the first time.
Are you sure?
Well, no, I wasn't sure. I said no confidently because I'm sure they must have been.
I don't think so. If you look at their best songs and best art and best albums, they're usually
what one,
different.
Blind or?
Yeah, that no. That was a
Hercules and Love Affair won best song last year.
Yeah, Flea Foxes won best album.
Did they really? Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, you're right.
Hercules and Love Affair was only like number 9.
Yeah. It was in top 10 though.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great album. But Blind was incredible. And then Panda Bear won 2007.
You're going way too far back for me to handle.
All right. I don't remember what the best.
Keep it to 2009. So, the train cast. We were on our way to go see the Animal Collective concert.
Yeah, we did. We never answered the burning question people have on that podcast. How was the concert?
Pretty good.
It was a small concert.
I almost.
Oh, you spoiled it for me. Spoiled the ending.
Sorry.
Did you?
I think I almost went to. Yeah, I think it was Animal Collective I almost went to. But
in really? Brooklyn? Because
no,
we would have been there.
The one, I think it was... I don't know. Was it one in Philadelphia?
Yeah, that was in like April or something.
Then I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of the that band with the monkeys.
Hey, with the monkeys.
No,
people say we monkey
were
around.
With the monkeys.
Where to be singing.
The one that Zach
to
likes.
Put anybody down.
I don't even know what the answer is.
Anyway. Moving on.
I don't associate any band I like with monkeys.
What happened?
M-O-N-K-E-S.
You know what's interesting?
Second best album of the year.
M-O-N-K-E-S.
That was Dirty Projectors. That also got second best song of the year.
I don't think I like Dirty Projectors. I didn't like that album very much.
I love that album. And Stillness is the Move is a great song.
Arctic Monkeys?
Arctic Monkeys. I don't know if
I almost saw that.
Oh, by the way, Double X is awesome. We need to go see that show.
Yeah, we do.
And
that's going to be so hard, though.
That
I have to, like, take a train to Washington.
It's in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's not
going
to be hard.
I'm going to be in Boston. And, like,
don't get mugged in Washington, D.C.
We'll come down to Philly, and then I'll meet up with you.
Yeah, we should go. Yeah. We should each meet in, like, Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
And then take it. Or not, 30th Street.
You should have placards
Station.
To say the opposite's name on it so you can find each other.
That'd be really cute.
Or just both wear.
Wait!
Both wear red cardigans.
No, I have an idea. We will print out giant masks of the other person's face. So I'll be walking around and I'll try to find someone that looks like exactly like me in a cardboard mask. And you try to find someone that looks exactly like you in a mask that looks like you.
This is the plan.
And then, as a prank, you won't tell Zach, but you'll have everyone put on masks on his face in the station.
As a prank, you'll be wearing a mask of yourself.
Wait.
Wait, that's Carl. But no, I'm not looking for Carl. Look at me. That can't be Carl.
That's an imposter.
Stay focused, Zach. You're looking for you. But everyone here is me.
Hey, Zach, what's up?
There's
hey,
only
Carl.
One.
Calm down. I'm looking for Carl.
It's like Carl.
I mean me.
Carl, have you seen me? I'm looking for you. Have you seen me?
I already love this plan. Also, what else happened?
Michael Jackson died.
Oh, fuck him.
Patrick Swayze died.
Oh,
fuck him.
Ed McMahon died.
Who's Ed McMahon? Huh? He was old. That's not tragic.
Billy Mays died.
Oh. Billy Mays. They all died in the same week.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, and what's her name?
And that chick that just died.
Bear Fawcett.
And Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy died.
And there's some other guy.
Yeah, Vic something or other.
Like the lead singer. I don't know.
Well,
like one of the guitarists from Pink Floyd died or something.
Really?
And everyone was sad.
I don't think so.
Or was the bassist. Some like non-essential guy.
I don't think so.
Like in one of the new lineups. Yeah, back in like April.
Oh, one of the new lineups.
One of the new lineups?
Yeah.
Did they post Gilmore?
I think post Gilmore.
Fuck that
guy.
No
one cares.
He deserves to die.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd should have died.
He deserves to die?
No. Oh, I didn't mean it.
Your bark's worse than your bite.
Richard something other died, didn't he?
Richard Pryor.
No.
Well, he did
no,
die.
No, that, yeah. But that guy from Pink Floyd did die. Like, that guy, Richard.
Yeah, that Richard guy.
Yeah, he was one of the main ones. He was back in, like, the Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, but nobody knows who he is.
I knew his name. I did.
Everybody knew.
There's David Gilmour, there's Robert Waters, and there's that...
Sid Barrett that died.
Sid Barrett, yeah.
No, but there was another guy who was
Those were the only people that were important.
No, there was one other guy who was important.
I'm pretty sure Gilmore and Waters were the only two people that mattered.
Yeah, they're
contradictory.
That was a face I've never seen Zach make. Scared the daylights out of me.
Like, don't talk to Zach about Pink Floyd.
Yeah,
don't question my knowledge of Pink Floyd.
Mike's the one with
there
the
was
Pink
that guy.
On.
He was
I have burning people on my shirt, Zach.
I was going to compliment you on your Wish You Were Here t-shirt, but...
Yes, but you didn't.
I was going to wait to talk to the podcast, but now that we're on Pink Floyd tangent, I might as well do it.
Oh, all right.
Might as well. Will I show it? Make sure the audience can see your
shirt. Oh, yeah, the audience must see my shirt here.
You got a good look?
It's not the best lighting. Forgive
us. I was just teasing them.
Look what's on my shirt. Nothing. Nothing. Change of
pace. Oh, whoa! Carl has a banana on his shirt. I got...
waffle.
He's got little squares.
If you look really closely, I have threads on my shirt.
I actually have sleeves in a different color.
Oh, you crafty bastard.
Fooling me like that.
So that was the fifth podcast, right?
No, we're not done. Hold on. You know what just happened?
It was fun, guys.
You know what just happened the other day? Christmas.
Aren't you Jewish?
2 days ago.
No. That's the other day. 2 days ago.
Don't you get to be both?
Yeah, I get to be both. I didn't really celebrate Hanukkah this year, though.
How do you not celebrate Hanukkah?
It's pretty easy, actually.
I don't celebrate Hanukkah every year.
I wasn't actually here. That helped. Hanukkah went by without me even knowing.
Oh, nice.
And it's kind of obnoxious having to light candles every day.
Oh, how long does that take?
Gotta friggin' turn on a light.
You gotta say a prayer like.
It's like if the candles weighed 300 pounds and you had to like drag them across the state, I'd understand that it would be a hassle. But you're just going bloop and then.
Yeah, it's like you don't fucking feel like it though. God damn it! I have to.
Light I don't new feel like doing like this for a second.
No, you have to light new ones every night. So like by the eighth day, you're lighting eight candles.
Eight candles, Mike.
Boom, boom, boom. And you have boom.
To light. No. You have to light a ninth one and hope it doesn't go out as you touch it to each of the other eight candles.
What happens if it goes out?
You have to light it again. It's insane. The and then you just wait for them to die, and it's so like you're just watching them like. Then you walk out of the room, come back an hour later, and they're still going. It's
you
like,
have to watch the candles go out?
No, you don't, but like, I don't know.
Now that we've angered our extensive Jewish audience.
That's like, you have to sit there and wait and watch the paint dry after you paint a room in your house.
Yeah, you don't have to watch the candles. But it's a little annoying that they're still going.
You gotta make sure they don't fall over so the house
doesn't light on fire. Sometimes the wax gets stuck, and so the next night it's a bitch. You have to like dig the wax out.
Isn't that the
before you put new candles?
You're bitching about these candles way too much.
And you know what? We celebrate Christmas, so we get like hot presents like one night of Hanukkah, because we have a bigger holiday in the future.
Yeah. All of the negative aspects of Hanukkah you just described all have to do with just candles in general. It sounds like you don't like candles.
Never mind that it's celebrated by Jews.
That's the biggest one, right?
Yeah. I'm not okay with that.
Hanukkah would be fine, in my opinion, if it weren't for all those goddamn candles. I just can't stand candles. Ugh. So much fire and wax and wicks and everything.
You know what's fun? Trees. Those are fun.
Especially when they're inside.
Yeah, and you put shit on them and they're pretty. Those are nice. Candles are just wax that you're getting all over the place.
Well, you can have... There are candles at Christmas, too. Sometimes.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
Zach is anti-candle.
Well, guys, this has been a lot of fun.
Nah.
This has been a great podcast. And I've really enjoyed doing it. And it's great seeing all of you again from college. And I'm sure we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, next week, maybe.
Hey, the sky's the limit.
No,
we'll probably see you again
we'll
in
trick,
the summer.
We'll trick Carl into a... Well, we don't want to tell you what we'll trick you into.
Let's just do another one right after this.
Let's do a Keenan Kellett's ending. Like, all right, Carl, go get me some beans and a lion and, I don't know, a whip or something. Yeah. and some sugar. And meet me back here at 10:30.
Big-ass cricket right there.
In Mike's basement.
Where? Oh, my God.
Yo, I get those guys in my basement.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Yeah, me too.
I was doing laundry last night. I opened up my washer, and there's a cricket inside. Oh, yeah.
What?
So I was like, what the fuck, cricket? And I got him out of there.
I never see crickets.
And I did my wash.
Fucker.
What the fuck, cricket?
All right, Shane, get me Vladimir Lenin's mummified corpse. A moon rock. Gallon of PCP.
Is that how they measure it?
I see where you're going with this, and it's only mostly illegal.
Meet me at the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, here entirely illegal. Let's go.
Oh, here.
Ah, here it goes.
Are we done now?
We just went old school.
I'm gonna turn off my microphone. It's off.
No, it's is it?
Uh oh.
No, that.
Mine's on.
All right. Well, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Carl's so loud. On the other mic.
I'm always the last one, so it probably is a good thing that I...
Maybe that'll work best for the, No! You don't make my...
This was on!
Don't cross the streams.
Okay. Mike, fucking turn it off.
Oh.
We're done. Thank you for listening.
All right.
See you guys. Merry Christmas.
Probably do another
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy every holiday between now and when we die.